Welcome, everyone, to yet another episode of Through the Gates with Dr. Matt. I am your host, Dr. Matt, and in today's episode, we're going to be discussing the security screening process. What it is, why we do it, why it's important, and how to get through it as smoothly as possible. Now, folks, I just would like to point out that this is not in any way a tutorial on how to sneak anything past security or anything like that. I'm going to be explaining the screening process and what guests should expect when approaching and when proceeding through the metal detector and beyond. Now, I don't know if I need to do this in every episode, but I would rather be safe than sorry when I remind everyone that this podcast is in no way affiliated or associated with the Walt Disney Company. This is not a Disney podcast, and I am neither a spokesperson nor a representative of the Walt Disney Company in any capacity. So I might say a few things that aren't exactly Disney, but, you know, I'm not going to be vulgar or say anything obscene. But as I'm getting more comfortable doing this podcast, I'm going to try to relax and talk more like I normally do instead of like I do when I'm at work or like if I'm giving a speech or something, because this definitely isn't me at work. If it was, I'd be getting paid for this, which, by the way, I'm not. I'm bringing this podcast to you completely out of my own pocket, simply because I am passionate about helping guests get their money's worth when visiting Disney World. I don't have any sponsors. I'm not looking for any sponsors. It's not saying I'm not open to any, but at least for the time being, if you hear any ads, either before, during, or after any episode from this podcast, just know that they are from the podcast service provider, and I don't receive any compensation for them at all in any way whatsoever, and Disney definitely ain't paying me to do this. Basically, by doing this podcast, I'm actually losing a little bit of money, but, you know, it's fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine. Really, though, my main goal with this podcast is that it will help somebody, you know, in making their next trip to Disney World a little easier. I'm sure that there will still be people who will alert the metal detectors and will need to go to one of our resolution tables for additional screening, but I hope this podcast might help reduce that number, you know, at least a little bit. Now that that's all out of the way, in the immortal words of the Black Eyed Peas, let's get it started in here. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is security screening? Well, I'm about to tell you. It's a process that assesses people entering into a venue to determine if they are carrying anything illegal, prohibited, or suspicious that could threaten the venue, the staff, or other visitors. Why do we have security at Disney World? Well, at Disney, we have a set of values that we call the five keys. These keys are, in order, safety, courtesy, inclusion, show, and efficiency. The absolute most important of all the five keys is safety. It's listed first because it is our number one priority. We want to keep our property and everyone on it safe. I mean, it's that simple. We screen guests to ensure that no dangerous items of any kind are brought into the parks or really anywhere on Disney property. Because we want each guest, each cast member, and everyone in between who steps foot on Disney property to leave the property the same way that they came onto it. Why is it important? Well, because if we weren't vigilant in our cause to safety, something bad definitely would have happened a long time ago, and there probably would no longer be a Disney World for guests to, you know, visit. You know, people come to Disney because they feel safe there. It's one of the few places in the world where most guests don't believe that anything bad could ever happen. And you've got security to thank for that. And, you know, what can I say? Except, you're welcome. Security has an awesome responsibility, and in my opinion, the most important job, to ensure that nothing enters our parks to threaten the safety of our guests and fellow cast members. And, you know, we take our jobs very seriously. Yep, definitely not a spokesperson for Disney, huh? Well, maybe for security, but not for the company itself. Now, before I go any further with this, I'd like to set the record straight and just let everyone know that there is absolutely no random selection. You know, Disney did away with that years ago. So if security informs you that you need to go to one of our resolution tables, it's because you alerted the metal detector that they couldn't normalize why it alerted. And that's why we send you to the tables, to normalize the alert on the metal detector. So again, there is absolutely no random selection in any way when it comes to the screening process. If you remember from the last episode, I mentioned that the trams will drop you off in front of the security screening area. Of course, that's at the TTC. The trams at the other parks may drop you off a little further away from the screening area, but regardless of which park you go to, you know, they drop you off, you know, pretty close to the screening areas. I think the TTC is the only one that drops you off in front of it, but everywhere else drops you off, you know, at least pretty close to it. Now, as you approach the screening area, there should be a security cast member standing out in front giving guests directions on where to enter the queue for the metal detectors. Each park, including Disney Springs and ESPN, will have a different layout, but they basically all function in the same way. There's going to be a lane that's dedicated for guests pushing a stroller or pushing or riding in a wheelchair and driving an ECV. This lane is called the mobility lane. And, of course, there's a lane for those without strollers or other wheeled mobility devices. For the mobility lane, only one adult is required to take the stroller or the wheelchair down this lane. The rest of the group who are not pushing, riding, or driving any of these mobility devices will proceed down the standard queue lane. Exceptions can be made if there are small children that are not riding in the stroller and there is no other adult to accompany them in the standard queue. Additional exceptions can be made for adults in wheelchairs or ECVs that require assistance carrying bags through the metal detector, but that is at the discretion of the security cast member stationed at that spot to direct, basically direct traffic for those two lanes. Please keep all mobility devices in a single file line in the queue in order to maintain organization and to ensure the process flows smoothly, even if your group has more than one stroller, wheelchair, ECV coming in at the same time. Also, be sure to follow the instructions of the security cast member posted in the mobility queue near the metal detector. This cast member will only deal with one mobility device at a time. Even if you've been in this lane before and know what to do, please wait until the cast member calls you up and follow their instructions before attempting to go through the metal detector. Now let's talk about some strollers. When pulling up with a stroller, the security cast member, which we'll refer to as mobility, or the mobility person, will instruct you to do a number of various tasks. For example, they're going to ask you to fully open the canopy if your stroller has one. If your stroller has a bottom compartment, you know, like the little area underneath the seat, they're going to ask you to move or remove some items in order to see the very bottom of that compartment. They may also ask you to open other compartments that your stroller may have, just so that we can check those out. They're going to ask you to remove all bags from your stroller, from like the handle. Some people hang bags from the handle of the stroller. Some people store bags in those bottom compartments. We're going to ask you to take every single bag off and out from that stroller, because every bag is going to be taken through the metal detector. Now, keep in mind, we're asking you to remove these things from your stroller because we're not going to touch your stroller. It's just something we don't do. If you have a child in the stroller and that child is able to walk, they may ask you to remove the child from the stroller so that the child can proceed through the metal detector with you. Our policy is if they're able to walk, then they go through the metal detector too. Just a quick tip, before you start taking anything off or out of the stroller, put those brakes on the stroller. That makes it easier to take off the bags and to, you know, remove bags from the bottom and to take your kids out and for them to get back in, because you don't want your stroller rolling all over the place when your kids are trying to get in and out. That way it lessens the risk of them, falling and getting hurt. So if I'm ever in the mobility lane, when you come in, the first thing I'm going to tell you to do is put those brakes on. That's just what I do every single time. I say, come on up to the line, go ahead and put those brakes on. Now, once you have walked through the metal detector, come straight back to your stroller. Please do not stop inside the metal detector. And I say inside, but, you know, between the two little towers there, don't stop in the metal detector. You don't need to stand there for it to scan you. Walk through it, then come straight back to your stroller. The mobility cast member will inform you if you or any of your bags alerted and whether or not you need to proceed to one of our resolution tables. Now, when you're rolling up with a wheelchair or an ECV, security is going to greet you and they're going to ask you if you are able to walk through the metal detector without assistance. Now, assistance includes, but is not limited to, using a cane or a walker or crutches, holding on to someone or having someone hold on to you for stability, having to brace yourself against anything, including the metal detector for stability, or needing excessive assistance getting in or out of your wheelchair or ECV. Now, while there is absolutely no shame at all for needing assistance, our number one priority is your safety. So if security feels that it would be safer for you or for your party member to remain seated, They're going to call over another security cast member who is specially trained to perform an advanced visual inspection. This process usually takes about 10 to maybe 20 seconds, depending on the guest's physical capabilities, and will provide a thorough inspection without the guest having to stand up and risk falling. Because again, safety is our number one priority. Now, once you've walked through the metal detector, immediately return to your mobility device. Just the same as strollers, you know, just come straight on back. The cast member will tell you then if the metal detector alerted and whether or not you need to go to one of our resolution tables. There is also a security cast member stationed at an alert tablet in front of the metal detector that will also tell you this if, for whatever reason, the mobility cast member does not. So if you're not pushing, riding, or driving anything, you're going to enter the standard queue lane, even if someone else in your party is pushing a wheelchair or a stroller or driving an ECV. As you make your way towards the metal detector, you know, it is a great idea to start forming a single file line. The metal detectors are wide enough for two people to walk through side by side, but we ask that only one person walk through at a time. This is so that if the metal detector alerts, we only have to send that one person that alerted to the resolution tables to go through a secondary screening process. Easy for me to say. Some folks may call this bag check, but it's not only about checking bags. Sometimes people with no bags alert the metal detector and then have to go to one of our resolution tables. Also, just like with the mobility lane, there is a security cast member standing in front of the metal detector at an alert tablet. This cast member will inform you whether or not, you know, you're good to go, or if you need to go to one of our resolution tables, and we'll point you in the direction to get there. So please pay attention to that person at the tablet. Sometimes three or four people in a row alert the metal detector. So, you know, we will send three or four people consecutively to the tables. Don't just follow the person in front of you blindly. A good rule of thumb is to assume that you did not alert the metal detector unless security tells you that you did. So when you walk through the when you're coming through the standard queue lane for the metal detector, just keep walking forward, and if we need you to do anything different, we're going to let you know. So when you walk through that metal detector, just keep on walking. Please do not stop. Do not turn around and see if the people behind you are still behind you. I promise you, they are. They didn't disappear. They're still behind you. Just keep on going straight. If you've got somebody in the mobility lane with a stroller, they're still going to be there. Please do not stop and turn and just stare at them. That's not helping. You don't need to watch them. The mobility person's going to get them checked out, going to get them through the metal detector, and they will catch up with you on the other side of the of the screening area. If for some reason the person you're waiting on in the mobility lane requires your assistance, we will come and get you and bring you over there. We will escort you into that area so you can offer whatever assistance necessary. For example, if the person in the mobility lane, let's say they have a stroller and they carry the bags through the metal detector and the bags alert, well, then we're going to let parent number two or whomever take the kids and the stroller outside of the screening area while person number one with the bags gets the bags checked out. And then after that, you can continue on your way into the park. All right, now, if you or one of your companions are sent to the resolution tables, please do not, and I cannot stress this enough, do not make comments or jokes about guns or bombs in any way. Don't say things like, oh, you know, check her real good. She might have a bomb in her bag there. Or, you know, something like, well, it's a good thing y'all don't do cavity searches or else you might find my gun, or, you know, things like that. Don't say stuff like that. Don't talk about guns. Don't mention guns or bombs. For a couple of reasons. First off, it's not funny. I think those jokes stopped being funny probably 20 minutes after the first metal detector was ever used. Second, and most importantly, even though you may be joking, all right, making jokes or comments about guns and or bombs will not only immediately halt the resolution process, and we're gonna call you out on what you said. But you may find yourself having a not fun conversation with security management and law enforcement about just how seriously we take those comments. So, you know, in the type of world that we live in nowadays, you know, we don't take chances on topics like that, even if you're joking. And, you know, really, that's one of the reasons why people feel as safe as they do when they come to Disney, because we take those comments very, very seriously, and we don't take chances with stuff like that. So please don't make comments or jokes about guns or bombs at all. Don't even mention them, because it's not a good idea to do. All right, now, no matter which queue line you went through, either mobility or the standard one, if you alert the metal detector, there is a good chance that you will need to go to one of our resolution tables so security can determine the cause of the alert. You know, they're called resolution tables because when that metal detector alerts, we want to resolve the alert. We want to figure out why it alerted and resolve that issue. So it's called the resolution tables for that purpose, just in case anyone was wondering. Now, if you're instructed to go to one of our resolution tables, this will require entering another queue specifically for this purpose. For the sake of it, we're going to call this the resolution queue. Only the person that is being told to go to the tables should enter this queue. This is not meant to be a group activity if only one member of the group alerted the metal detector. The rest of the group should continue forward all the way out of the screening area where they can wait for the person needing to be checked. If the person who needs to go to the resolution table is under the age of 14, if you have small children and you don't have anyone else to, you know, supervise them while you're in the queue, or otherwise requires assistance from a caregiver type person, then obviously exceptions can be made. Just be aware, folks, that anyone and everyone who enters the resolution queue, even if they did not alert the metal detector, is going to be checked when they get to the tables. That's just our policy. That's just how we do it. Which brings me to another point. It doesn't matter whose bag it is, because I know I've seen husbands carrying, you know, their wives' purses or, you know, their other bags and alert through the metal detector and then try to give their wife their bag back to go get checked. Yeah, it doesn't work like that. Whoever is carrying the bag when it alerted is going to hold on to that bag and go through the resolution queue to one of the tables to get checked out. So if you're carrying the bag, doesn't matter whose it is, hold on to it. You're the one that's going to be taking it to go get checked. Now, every once in a while, depending on the time of day, there might be several people in the resolution queue by the time that you get in there. The important thing to remember is not to panic, not to freak out about it, and don't be impatient. You know, the screeners at the tables are going as fast as they can while still efficiently checking bags and guests. Now, in many locations, you may see more than one screening area that's close to the one that you're in. Sometimes that other screening area may not have any guests in the resolution queue. And to answer the question that many of you are going to ask and have asked, no, you cannot switch sides and go into the other queue. The reason for this is because each screening area is independent from the other, and allowing guests to switch sides might and probably will impede the flow of traffic of the guests who didn't alert the metal detector, and it would disrupt the operation of both screening areas. Anyone in the resolution queue needs to remain in that resolution queue until they have completed the resolution process at the table. If you're in the queue, you stay in the queue. You don't leave until the process is done. Another very important thing you should remember is that when you finally do get to one of the resolution tables, don't be disrespectful to security. As I stated before, there are no random selections, so we didn't pick you. You didn't look suspicious, and we didn't make you go to the tables. Whatever you packed in your bags or put in your pockets is what made you go to the tables. In short, you made yourself have to go to the tables. So don't get mad at us about it. And basically, don't be a dick. Because here's the thing. The ruder, is that a word? Ruder? The more rude, I guess, you are to us... I'm going to be honest with you. The longer it may take for us to check your stuff. You know, we, especially me, may decide to be even more thorough than we were already going to be and completely empty out your bag. And then when we're done, we'll let you repack it all the while smiling at you, telling you to have a great day. So, I mean, if you want to be a dick, yeah, we can kind of be dicks too. But in a nice way. We'll do it in a nice way. We're going to be more careful with you is basically what I'm saying. Because if you're rude to me and trying to rush me and complaining about why you had to come when, oh, I didn't even have a bag. All these other people have bags, but I don't. Or, you picked me because of my bag and they got bags too. That, for me, personally, that throws up some red flags for me and makes me think you might be trying to hide something and are trying to rush me to get you out of there in the hopes that I won't find what you got. So, for me personally, it's going to make me even more thorough in checking your stuff. So, when you finally approach a resolution table... don't just throw your stuff down with an attitude. Don't give us an attitude. Don't question why you're there. You're there because you alerted the metal detector or because you weren't paying attention and just blindly followed the person in front of you. Don't complain and say things like, oh, y'all do this to me every single time I come here, because no, we don't. And definitely don't try to rush us. Like I was kind of hinting at before, because we will 100% absolutely go as slow as we possibly can in checking your stuff, just to kind of piss you off even more and to make sure that, you're not trying to hide something. If you're upset because you have to go to the resolution tables, I get it, but even if you're frustrated about it, don't take it out on the person who's about to go through your stuff. follow their instructions, and get through it so you can get to where you actually want to be. Because, honestly, we don't want you there, no offense, any more than you want to be there. Because if you come to the tables, then that means we got to work. And, you know, if it was a perfect world, we wouldn't have to check any bags because there would be no threat of having of anyone having anything in their bags that they shouldn't have to begin with. Don't try to sound important by telling us you have some type of dining reservation or a lightning lane, because honestly, I mean, I can't speak for everyone else, but me personally, I don't care. And honestly, that's your problem. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, I or any other one of us are going to try to keep you from getting to your reservation. What I mean by that is that the security screening process is just more important than your reservation. Doesn't mean that, like, we don't care that you have a reservation or a lightning lane. It just means that the security screening process comes first, and then, you know, once we're done with it, we're going to go as fast as we can while still efficiently checking your bags and stuff. But we're not going to try to make you miss it, is what I'm saying. So I don't want you, I don't want anyone thinking that, because that's not what I'm saying here. Don't come to us thinking you're all important because you're an annual pass holder or you're a DVC member, because again, I can't speak for everyone else, but I don't care. You know, I don't care what kind of pass you got. And you being an annual pass holder or a DVC member, honestly, doesn't mean a thing. At least not to security. So leave your ego on the tram, because, you know, it ain't getting past security. Oh, man, that was fun to say. That was, honestly, that was really fun to say it like that. I like that. So, here are some helpful tips to hopefully help you get through the screening process a little quicker. First, as I stated before, go through the metal detector in a single file line and leave some space between you and the person in front of you. You don't have to stop and wait for the person in front of you to go through. Just keep walking at a normal pace. If we need you to stop, we will tell you. Also, once you walk through the metal detector, don't stop. Don't slow down. Don't turn around. The people behind you are still behind you. They didn't disappear. I promise. Just keep walking forward, unless security instructs you to do something different. If you hear the metal detector alert, don't just assume that it alerted on you and take it upon yourself to enter the resolution queue. Security will let you know specifically if you need to enter the resolution queue. We don't want you having to go through the resolution queue and get checked if you don't have to, because that wastes your time, that kind of wastes our time, and that kind of wastes the time of the guests that actually do need to be checked. Also, don't take off your bags and hold them in front of you. There is absolutely no point in doing that, because if you're sent to the tables, you know, we're going to wand you, and we're going to check your bag. So keep your bags on your back, or if you got them, got like a bag around your waist, keep it on you. Don't hold it out in front of you. There's literally no point. If you have any of the following items in your bag: umbrellas, hard glasses cases, spray cans, large battery packs, chargers or whatever you want to call them, basically anything with magnets, especially those new foldable phones, take those out of your bag before you get to the metal detector. I would suggest even before you enter the queue for the metal detector, take the stuff out of your bag before you even start coming through the queue. As you approach the metal detector, make sure you leave some space between you and the person in front of you. Fully extend your arm till that elbow is locked, if you're physically able to, and hold those items away from your bag and away from your body as far out as you can reach. As far as especially umbrellas and glasses cases, they are the most common things that alert the metal detector. Treat those things like they got the plague. Just hold them way out in front of you, all right? Hold those out as far out as you can reach. When it comes to your bag, either wear it on your back or hold it down by your side. Don't wear your bag on the front of your body if you're holding any items in front of you. Because when the metal detector, or if the metal detector alerts, you know, on our tablets, we have these little red boxes that pop up to show us where the alert is. If your bag is on your front, that alert box is most likely going to be touching your bag on the screen, and that will get you sent to the resolution tables. The point here is to keep these items that I just mentioned away from your bag and your body, like I just said, so that if and when they alert, you might not have to go to the resolution tables for additional screening. If you're in the mobility lane with these items, or if someone in your group is going to go down the mobility lane, and if there's room for them, you can leave these items on your stroller, your wheelchair, your ECV, so that those items don't even have to go through the metal detector and you don't have to worry about those items alerting. Like I said, you know, umbrellas and hard glasses cases are the, basically, I'd say they're tied as the number one cause of alerts for the metal detector. So if you've got a stroller, if you've got a wheelchair, if you've got an ECV that you can leave your umbrellas and your glasses cases on so you can walk through the metal detector, do it. Do that. It would help you out so much. Some additional items to consider leaving on your stroller, your ECV, are cameras, tablets, iPads, whatever you want to call them nowadays. Laptop, you know, charger cords, ECV batteries and charging cables, an excessive number of neck fans and metal water bottles. If you have more than one metal water bottle, you want those separate from each other. One water bottle by itself, unless it is ridiculously huge, will not alert the metal detector. Two or more, especially if they're close together, will. So you want to separate those metal water bottles if you can. If you have more than two or three neck fans, you want to separate those. Hand them out to people in your party. You can wear them through. Each person have one on the neck, walk through. It should be fine. Should be. If you're in the mobility lane and if it isn't too much of a hassle, you can take these items out of your bag and leave them on your mobility device, whether it's a stroller, wheelchair, ECV. Now, there are also times when the metal detector may alert, not necessarily because of what's in your bag, but sometimes because of the bag itself. Some bags, especially purses, certain purses anyway, have thick metal chains as a strap or as part of the strap. And there's even some diaper bags that have metal components inside of them that will alert the metal detector even if the bag is empty. These bags are perfectly fine to bring in. I'm just letting you know so you can be aware that when you bring them in through the metal detector, they're most likely going to alert and you're going to have to come get them checked just about every time. Now, I understand you're only one person and you only have at most two hands. So if it isn't possible or realistic for you to remove everything from your bag that's going to alert the metal detector, that's fine. You don't have to. You know, we don't mind checking your bags because, you know, that's our job. If you don't have anything in there that's going to get you in trouble, you got nothing to worry about. You know, so if you come to our table and, I had six umbrellas and, six metal water bottles. I couldn't take them out and hold them. And you know, I get it. That's fine. We're not going to get mad at you because you didn't take stuff out of your bag. If you don't have anything in your hands, there is literally no reason to put your hands up or out in front of you as you walk through the metal detector. Unless you got Wolverine's bones, the metal detector's not going to alert on your arms. Also, there's no need to cover your watches. Our machines don't work like that. Also, don't worry about any implants. Like, some people have like hip replacement, knee replacements, and some, if not all, those components are metal. Those are fine. It's most likely not going to go off because of your knee replacement or your hip replacement, or because you got like screws in your ankle or something. So those are fine. If you have a pacemaker, it's not an X-ray machine. It's honestly, it's fine to walk through the metal detector. It's absolutely no problem. Unless you have like one of the very first pacemakers ever made. Honestly, it's not going to be a problem to walk through the metal detector. However, if you're not comfortable with it, you don't have to walk, you don't have to walk through the metal detector with your pacemaker if you're still uncomfortable. At that point, we're just going to send you into the resolution queue and have you checked out at one of the tables. So, you can walk through with a pacemaker, but again, I want to say this more than once, because I don't want you to say, oh, well, he said I have to walk through with my pacemaker. It's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you can. But if you're not comfortable with it, then, we can make an exception. And it's, also don't hold out plastic stuff. It's a metal detector. There was this one lady who alerted and came to my table. I tried to explain to her what had actually caused the metal detector to alert, but she was convinced it was her tube of lotion or something. I even told her, I was like, ma'am, that's plastic. That wouldn't alert the metal detector. To which she then replied that, quote, it was this, holding up a clearly non-metal tube of lotion or something. I forget exactly what it was. As she was walking away, she said, I know how metal detectors work. To which I replied, apparently not. At that point, I didn't care if she heard me or not. I said it loud enough for her to hear me, but I don't think she understood. I don't think she really understood how metal detectors work. Point of that story is, don't be like her. Now, there's really no way I can list every single item that's going to alert the metal detectors. But I hope that I've listed enough of the most common items we encounter, and that this will help you at least alert the metal detector less. I'm trying to save you time, because I know it's not cheap coming to the parks, and I want you to get your money's worth, and you don't want to spend even 5 minutes in security. So, if there's a long queue line for the resolution tables, you don't want to spend 20-30 minutes waiting in a queue line just to have your bag checked for us to tell you, oh, well, just take out your glasses case next time, or just hold that umbrella out. That's not what you want to do. That's not what we want to do. I should also mention that each park in Disney Springs, well, I think I did mention they each have their own queue lines for the resolution tables. We have the resolution queues. Some of these queue lines are some of them are just tape on the ground. With arrows that point the way. Some of them have physical barriers. Like at TTC, we've got some ropes, and well, we call them ropes, but you'll have to see them. You'll know what I'm talking about. And then we have some metallic barriers that are similar to the ropes that we have, but they're just metal bars. For your safety, because I see it every day, please don't go under our ropes or under the metal barriers, because I've seen people duck underneath one trying to take a shortcut through the resolution queue, and they'll hit their head on the thing coming up, or they'll get their bag caught up on it and nearly knock themselves and all the barricades over simply because they're trying to save 5 seconds of walking time. It's not worth it, so please don't try to bypass our barriers, whether it's in our queue lines or for the exits that we have that are closed. Certain exits aren't, or you think they're exits, but they're not. If we have a rope up, if we have barriers up, please respect those barriers. Don't go under them, don't go over them, don't go around them. Just do what you're supposed to do. I would really appreciate it, and so would the rest of us. Well, I know last time I said that this episode was probably going to be the longest yet, and probably the longest out of all of them. It looks like I was wrong, and I'm okay with that. I think we got a lot of stuff covered, and got a lot of information out there. Hopefully learned something new, picked up some tips on how to get through security without always alerting the metal detector. That's our show for today. Again, thank you so much for listening. I hope you found today's episode, like I said, helpful, maybe even a little entertaining. I know I said it last time, and I probably said it on the first episode too, but I'm having fun recording these things and mixing them and editing them and just putting them together. I hope you'll join me next time when our topic will be Disney transportation. This will cover the various modes of Disney transportation from the parks and not from any resorts or ESPN. We're going to be talking about the buses, the boats, the monorails, and the Skyliner. Where they go, where you can find them. That one should be pretty short, but it should still be a good listen. Hope you'll join me for it. Should be a good time. But until then, this is Dr. Matt, and I will see you through the gates.